Go Loud.
Welcome back to the Conways episode. What episode is it?
111.
Oh my god. 111?
Big numbers now.
It is big numbers, isn't it?
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Do you want a house tour?
Yeah.
I could take you to the 4 second third floor.
Of your house?
And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours.
Come here, Sabrina Carpenter, that can't be something.
What are you talking about? It's a poem I wrote.
No, it's not a poem you wrote. You obviously got that off TikTok, did you?
Oh, Google.
Why?
Because I wanted to read you out my poem.
You got that you got off Google. Alright, okay.
Do you ever just like not know what the lyrics of songs are and then you like read them and you're like, what?
Yeah, definitely.
When Sabrina Carpenter's sitting there writing that, did she write it or did someone else? I don't know,
but I'd love to know.
Do you want a house tour? I could take it to the 4 second third floor. And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours. Like, just on paper, it's a bit dull. A bit shit-like.
Yeah.
But then when she sings it, it's like...
It's good.
Catchy.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'd like to go to the house tour. I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Yeah.
But on paper, it's a bit shit.
What is making you think of that song, anyway?
Stuck in my head.
Why?
Don't know.
It's a bit strange.
Yeah. How's everything?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, why?
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a bit tired today.
You falling down them stairs, that's why.
What stairs?
The stairs at home.
What's she talking about?
You fell down the stairs.
I don't even have stairs.
How's your jaw?
Oh my god. Still bad, like.
Why?
So, I woke up one morning and my jaw was killing me. Anytime I moved that, and I was like, oh, must have like left my mouth wide open for 10 hours, like. And then, as the days went by, it was like sore in my ear.
Yeah.
And it's still sore in my ear. Like, when I moved my jaw.
How come you're not going to a doctor, though? Like, if it was that bad, you'd go and see a doctor.
I just want to wait and just see if it goes itself. I want to see if I can defeat it.
But if it's an infection, like, it's obviously not that bad.
It is. Yeah,
if you went this long.
See, when I do that, it's so sore.
Well, don't do that then.
That's why I haven't been doing it. Don't know how it happened.
You forgot about it until now.
I didn't. I was just literally, it's there, like, I'm just immune to it now.
Yeah.
Is my left eye a bit sore looking?
Yeah, your eyes are a bit far apart today. What's wrong with you?
Don't know.
Do you have like low iron or something? Do you need some vitamins?
Need an Actimel.
Yeah, maybe an Actimel might do it.
Or a Yakult.
Or a Munch Punch.
What?
Munch Punch.
Munch Punch it was called, no?
Munch Punch.
What is that?
Don't know.
No, need a Yakult. You at that age now. Is Yakult for old people?
No.
On the ad it was just like old people, like wrinkly old
people. What was the yogurt I wanted to get and you were like... Don't be getting them, do for people who are at the rights that are real old now.
Activia?
No, something else. I can see it, but
the
I don't
you
know.
Got
the name.
To have like.
No, I love Activia. Activia's
gorgeous.
It has
gorgeous. Like 65 plus on it.
No, it doesn't have 65 plus on it.
It does.
No, it does not. Does it?
When did I even ever say
you have something against old people.
I know. Too slow.
You do, though.
Too slow in the shops.
They are too slow.
Get that delivered to the gaff.
But it's not their fault though. They're yeah. Old, like.
We all have to get there someday. Someone will give out about me someday. It's just my turn now to do it.
Sure, even on the way in here, he's like, oh, look at him. Look at this. Look at the buses coming. They have the car off. You haven't a clue.
Yeah, the buses don't have wing mirrors anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that? Breaking news, folks. Buses don't have wing mirrors. Check it out next time you see one.
Why?
Because it blew my mind. I think they have cameras.
Yeah, they probably do, yeah.
They have cameras up the top, like. That was mad. Should do that in cars next, probably.
We're going to see the Michael Jackson film soon.
Tomorrow? No, the next day.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it. Been waiting for this for a very long time. It's going to be a good one, isn't it?
He's going to win an Oscar.
Did you watch the Malcolm in the Middle?
Who are you asking that?
The listeners. Absolutely terrible. Yeah, because everything's not popping into me. It's shy. I have to say, it really is. It wasn't great at all. Now, there was a few bits that you're like...
Hal is good, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Like you're laughing. I love Hal. He's my favourite. But just Malcolm having a daughter and the house is real nice and like...
Mm.
Where it was real ran down in the programme.
It's just a proper 90s programme.
Yeah.
Or early 90s. It's just...
He could have done it really well, though.
It's a comfort programme. Like, you just watch that any time.
Yeah, it's like The Middle.
Leave it on the background. The Middle is good as well.
I thought you didn't like The Middle.
I like your man Brick.
Yeah, I think he's deadly. I think he's funny.
Mm.
Your man Brick, innit? There's no... The Big Bang Theory is rubbish. Don't like that.
Young Sheldon.
Rubbish. I think they just make fucking things up for the sake of it half the time.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah. It's terrible. But that Malcolm in the Middle, Jesus Christ. That was just fucking terrible. But Home with the Furies, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah. This is our new weekly segment where we tell you about what we watched. Our recommendations.
I love Tyson Fury. I think he's hilarious.
All I know is boxing. Ask Paris. That's all I bloody know. He's good, isn't he?
He's brilliant. He's funny. Have you any nails anyway, Darren?
Not a lot, no.
You've nothing?
Nothing at all. Do I have any?
Don't know.
Don't think I have nails.
No. Oh, they're bringing back the hunky dory's ad.
That's not really nails.
It is.
It's not really.
We're back in the pictures. That's why we're going on pictures on Thursday.
The pictures.
Isn't it? But you said that's why we have to go to the pictures to make sure we see it on the big screen.
Remember that time I came on the pictures and I was sitting there?
Yeah, and everybody was looking back at you and you're like that, oh my god, I can't go.
I wanted to live.
Yeah. That's when you brought them jam sandwiches in with you.
Yeah, Amy.
You did?
Yeah.
Took them out of your pocket.
Can we talk about what happened to you last night?
What? Why are you bringing this up? Why do you find this so funny?
This is funny. I think it's funny.
Okay.
So Amy fell asleep last night and I was watching the telly in bed, like, and next of all, she like jumps out of her skin, like, I mean, levitates off the bed. And I was like, what the fuck? And she goes, oh, I'm about to have a dream someone kicked a football at me.
It wasn't even like that.
Isn't that funny, Leanne?
But yeah, I never have a dream like that. Yeah. Or a dream of you falling or something like that.
I just had a dream someone kicked a football at me.
I wasn't crying.
And then you just went like that. And you were gone again.
Yeah, but I do remember that, the football thing.
No, but the way I jumped...
Why? Oh, I don't like it.
Nearly broke your fucking back. I couldn't sleep after that. I thought you were fucking...
You did sleep. You got up and went, did whatever you do at night time.
You wouldn't want to know what I do at night.
I don't want to know what you do at night time. Mount a pack of crypts to find that bin.
You're on about... I only have at least one.
No, you have ranchero snacks and chipsticks.
They're nice at the same time. Did you bring out a bag with all them in it?
I stopped buying slices of ham. Because he was just going through packets.
You always talk about this. I never ever do.
You do.
The ham always ends up going mouldy.
And you know what? I think the whole thing last night made it funnier because of the hair bonnet. Like a cupcake on the top of my head, isn't it?
Stupid that thing is.
No, it's not.
You don't even need it.
Yeah, I do. It makes your hair from going all night, you know. At night time.
Yeah, and I got them yolks that open up your nostrils when you're asleep. And I don't like them.
Why?
Opens up your nostrils too much. There's too much breathing going on. The airwaves are too good. Shouldn't be that good.
Why?
Just shouldn't. Okay. And we're nearly a year married.
I know. How sad is that? That's a flying in.
On Sunday, we'll be a year married on Sunday.
I'm doing absolutely nothing.
I wanted to go to like a log cabin.
Yeah, but I'd love to bring
like
the dogs.
Getaway. I'm sure you can. There should be dog friendly ones. But you know the ones that you can get a jacuzzi and all of? You see them on TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd love
book one.
With a barbecue on it.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
It'd be sold out.
I know.
Ah, definitely.
Not in May. It would be over the summer, like.
Just one night. Most of them you have to book for like 2-3 nights
just
minimum though.
Book for 2-3 nights and we bring the dogs with us.
I don't want them to be down there for 3 nights.
Why?
In a cabin.
Yeah.
You're only opening the door to get possessed.
What?
Something had happened, you get possessed or something.
You wouldn't, you're going to have the dogs with you. If that was going on, they'd be barking.
Did you never see The Evil Dead?
Telling I don't want to.
That'll fucking happen to you. One night,
you need to get a grip, Darren.
Do you know them log cabins I'm talking about, Leanne? They look good.
It's just something different to do. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Do you think we could bring the dogs on holiday?
Sure you could.
Oh my god.
They're like one of them. It's not really a holiday if it's in Ireland.
It's still a little break though, but it'd be nice to bring the dogs.
Probably just raining though.
What rain? We go during the week.
Does it not rain? It just doesn't rain during the week.
Yeah,
anymore.
It does. Like,
it's going to be raining. I won't. We just go during the week.
It's a real blonde moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it just rains on the weekend.
And we go during the week. Rather than the weekend, so it will be free. He asked me to go to Santa Parks. You need kids to go
what
to Santa Parks. Perks.
Is that for kids, Leon?
Oh, I wouldn't go. There'd be kids everywhere.
I think there's more to do for kids than there is to do for adults. Yeah.
There's probably nothing to do for adults, is there?
I don't know.
Do you want a house tour?
No.
It wouldn't be much of a house tour in their apartment, to tell you. You walk in the door and you're in the fucking, at the end of it. Rochelle Humes, know her?
Yeah, from the Saturdays.
From the Pussycat Dolls.
No, she's from the Saturdays.
No, she's not. She recalled the creepy way her husband, Marvin, who was in JLS?
Yep.
JLS.
Loved them, didn't you?
Oh, I used to. Asked her out, saying he would be cancelled if he did it now. And I believe Leanne is going to tell us that story. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
YOLO.
So Rochelle and Marvin Humes have been married for 14 years, right? And they met in 2010, actually here in Dublin.
Oh.
I think the Saturdays and JLS were performing, it says like at the same kind of concert gig. I reckon it's, do you remember the Childline concert that you used to
have? Oh, yeah.
You used to love that. So they met at that and then after that they went to an after party, as you do. And Marvin Humes had specifically requested that the JLS table was right beside the Saturdays table because he was eyeing up this girl. Like he was getting Rochelle that night, right?
Yeah.
So the way that he did it was, their tables were next to each other. Rochelle gets up and goes to the bathroom, leaves her bag at the table. So when she's gone, Marvin Humes gets up, goes to the table, goes through her bag, gets her phone, unlocks it somehow, don't know how, but dials his number and calls himself from her phone. So that then
stop.
He has her number. And that's how they connected.
Jesus.
That's weird.
Is it like cute? Oh, he's determined, you know, like he really wanted her. Or is that like borderline creepy?
That's weird. That's very strange.
It worked though.
Yeah, it obviously worked.
Oh, was she not like, what were you doing with me phone? Like,
yeah, that's the way I'd be.
Surely
I'd be like, what are you doing in me bag? Going through me phone? How'd you even unlock me phone?
How'd you get my number? I went through your bag and out and took out your phone.
Oh, that's wild, isn't it?
Why didn't you just ask her?
That's the question.
It's funny enough, that's how we met.
No, it's not how we met.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's mad.
No,
that's
face
so
ID
weird.
Then. We suppose there wouldn't be all the face ID.
Yeah, there wouldn't be. They'd probably be able to just open it.
You would have had a code on your
remember
phone.
Remember a star hash or something you used to press on your phone, on your Nokia phone and it opened? But that was like, when did
that
they meet?
That was way before 2010.
In 2010?
I don't remember doing star hash and opening your phone.
I did. You hold down the star button and you used to unlock your Nokia phone.
Was it a glitch?
No.
Oh, I do remember it, yeah.
Saved your battery.
Phones in like knock the first Nokias and all. Well, not the first, but like the old Nokias when we were kids. Did they have, could you put a code in that, like a 4-digit code?
I don't ever remember there being codes on phones.
No, I used to hold down like the star.
But like anyone could just open your phone?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it would have been like in 2010, there would have been iPhones, like the first or second iPhone.
I don't know. Probably. Well, I'd say they had a good phone if they were famous, like.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
They would have had the money.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? What the fuck was that?
That is mad.
That is weird, though. Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't go through your bag.
You do go through my bag
now. If you ask me to. Dar, will you get me that? It's in my bag.
Is it weird? Do you think the whole situation is weird?
I think it's an odd way to get someone's phone
meet
number.
Someone, yeah.
It's mad that it worked though. Like,
is there any?
She obviously didn't find them. Find it all that creepy if they ended up. Are they married?
Yeah, deep kids and all.
He was in a woman's sleep to get me out here, wasn't he?
Yeah. I liked them.
Seems like a nice fella.
Jesus Christ, will you let me talk?
Yeah.
Is there any lengths that you've gone to connect with someone you liked?
No. It's maybe send a chain message.
Oh yeah, and I just jam them back to the end.
Will you meet me? Yes. Meet or pass.
Oh my God.
Sherlock.
Meet or pass.
Remember them little things you used to fill in, like the chain messages where it was like ASL.
Remember Ballymun Newsflash?
No.
The Newsflash messages? No. So you used to get these messages on your phone and it would say Ballymun Newsflash. And it, people around your area, just something about everybody around your area. So
and
say, Darren Conway.
Rotten.
No, Darren Conway got a haircut and he's after getting a new jacket, so he thinks he's mad. Then it'll go,
are
Amy.
True, like?
I don't know if that's true. Amy, blah, 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 like something like. Always, and then if you had any gossip, you add it to it, and then you send them on, you forward them on, like, and it just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
All right, so
it's
there's
called
a gap.
A Ballymun Newsflash.
But is there a gap for someone's name that you have to fill in?
No.
You just put a name to it.
Just a name to it, like.
And would you be like, write your friend's name?
No, I never added that into it.
Has Nits or something?
Yeah, like it'd be something like that, like Darren Conway has Nits and he has a sawbone.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you not get them?
Never.
Newsflash messages.
Must have been a Ballymun thing.
Maybe.
I remember the chain messages where I was like, if you don't send this to 10 people, your ma's going to die.
Oh, that was horrible.
And I'll be sending it to everyone. I'm like, I'm so sorry about that. But like, my ma's going to die, so you have to send it to 10 people now. Your ma's going to die.
Sad.
No one's ever died though.
Do you ever go through my phone?
No.
Have you?
No.
You have?
No, I haven't.
Have you not? Without me knowing, like?
No. Last night I did. I put my phone number in it. And I rang myself. Like, got your number while you were asleep.
I've never gone through your phone. I don't think it's acceptable to go through each other's phone either. Like, there's nothing on it. But I just don't think, what you want it for to go through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just to get your number.
But would you want to go through my phone?
Never.
Do you ever feel the need?
No.
Like, I'd go on your phone if you said, oh, will you open that and check that or something?
It's
you never do.
Different
you,
apps.
No, you never do, but, like, I'd give you my phone and you go through. Like, I'd be like, will you click in there and see what your ma said? Or, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, to go through somebody's phone, to go through messages or...
You don't trust them.
Yeah, it just literally just says that there's no trust. Screams it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Who are you texting? Who's that? Me ma.
Who's that? Was it you liking? Who are all this? I wouldn't be able to put up with that. I couldn't cope with that. Like, I wouldn't be able to keep that up. Like, you know, like, let me see our phone. Let me check this and let me check that. That's exhausting.
Happens,
who cares?
Though, doesn't it? It does happen. Like.
It does happen. It really does happen. Some people are mad. Like, they just can't. They want to find, it's like they look for something to find, something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look to have that argument. But you don't know, doesn't
What, just you better laugh, just not know.
Yeah. Sometimes you are, like.
I don't want to say that. I want to pretend everything's grand.
No, but like, honest to God, it's just fucking, I wouldn't anyway. I think we're too old, maybe younger people might go through each other's phone. Leanne, would you go through your partner's phone?
No. Definitely not. No. It's a trust thing. Like, if you
it
feel
is.
The need to, like, there's
enter,
something.
It wouldn't enter my head. I wouldn't even enter my
no,
head to, like,
same.
Even want to look her.
I don't care what's on your phone. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, whatever.
If you're going to find something out, you're going to find it out.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
May as well just
stop looking
peace.
For it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave
yeah.
peace for now.
Exactly. Well said, girls.
Girls.
Did you ever hear of a breakup gift register?
No.
So Etsy, right, that you like all that Etsy stuff, has added the option because of Gen Z and millennials. Like, when they split up, they think they should, like, have, like, a ritual.
Like a ritual, as in?
Like new bedding, clothes and accessories, like bookends and candles and all.
Yeah, like something cosy, like new pajamas, all that type of stuff, like.
I suppose, yeah. Am I right, Leanne?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't know. I don't get that.
Why? Would you not well, like I, if to you wash broke it up off. With me?
If you broke up with me, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be a breakup. It'd be like a full-on divorce. I'd travel the world.
Would you not get yourself new pajamas and like?
No, I'd travel the world. I'd leave this country. I'd be gone forever.
What are you going to do with your dog? Because Dixie's not coming with me. You're taking her. She's yours.
She'll travel the world with me.
But what will you do for
travelling around the world with me, Chihuahua.
But I asked you to go travelling with me. And you said, no, I don't want to move out of my mass. Do you remember that?
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did. You wanted to stay in your mass.
No, I didn't.
So you'd go travelling if we got a divorce? Would you really? Where would be the first place you'd go?
Thailand.
Oh, you're a tick.
Money messing. I don't know. Hawaii. Hawaii.
You wouldn't last 2 minutes in the pier sliders and a vest.
Oh, no.
You'd be too warm.
I'd take me top off.
No, you wouldn't.
Finally, I'd be able to take me top off.
You wouldn't even take your top
I'd be
off.
Shitting. I'd be like, please take me back. I'm in some mad jungle.
And he'd be like, stay there, you.
I'm in the Amazon rainforest and there's a tiger looking right at me. Will you get back with me? You'd be like, hell no.
Should being single be celebrated?
Yeah.
I think so. If you came out of a bad relationship that
life.
You wanted to, that you weren't happy or didn't feel fulfilled, you'd be like, yeah, celebrate it. Yeah. Get out there.
Live like. Your best life. Like.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Why not?
Be yourself.
You only get one life.
Spread your wings.
Fly out of here.
Spread your wings.
Says
and
you.
Fly away.
Huh?
Spread them wings, girlo. Don't be minding
on,
all
girls.
That smoke. Forget that noise.
Were you ever broken up with?
Yeah, my whole life before I met you.
And how did you deal with it? What did you do?
Just said, see you later.
No,
good
you
luck. You don't know what you're missing.
No, you didn't. You were wrong, Cran.
And I used to listen to like music and all.
Celine Dion, like.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that's fucking terrible.
Well, it worked out in my favour, didn't it?
Did it? Yeah.
But like, what do you think of that? Getting something for a breakup, like.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would.
I'd
get myself a big.
Get myself
nice
a like, Nintendo Switch or something.
Yeah, or a Coachman's or something.
It's, no.
Yeah.
Something expenny.
No, we all don't have money like you there.
Off. Don't even have a gaff.
Doesn't mean you haven't got money.
Yeah, it does. If you have loads of money, you just buy a gaff.
You wouldn't though.
Yeah, you would.
Some people like just holding.
Get a million quid or 500 grand, you'd buy a gaff.
You wouldn't though, because you just like holding on to it.
I don't have 500 grand anyway.
Mm. Mm.
No, I don't. I definitely don't. I might Google me net worth. Wouldn't even fucking Google.
I'm sure you've Googled that already. You Google yourself.
Did you see that thing actually where all the influencers
were getting? Yeah, that's bollocks.
What was it by the?
I don't know who they were.
The Independent. No, it wasn't the Independent. It was a news outlet anyway, yeah.
How come you weren't, Daddy? You're out here making yourself millions.
Because I'm not making enough.
Yeah.
I'm not making more than them.
But that's all bollocks though.
Nah, they all made 2 million and all.
No way. They didn't.
But if that's not true, if that isn't true, that's false information.
Yeah, but it's not from a real page.
It's from a news outlet.
What was that?
It's from a news outlet.
There's no way they're making that much. Or else you're just not charging enough there. You want to be upping them prices. Hear me? Do you hear me?
I don't want my.
Is that man making 2 million or not?
I'd love 2 million. Buy a gaff. Buy 2 gaffs. Buy you a gaff. Buy a man a gaff. And also, hotels are offering breakup suites filled with cakes, flowers, and empower. What? Flowers and empowerment playlist of heartbreak classics. You know, like, if you leave me now. You take away the biggest part of me.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. Oh, just more money. Hotels looking for more money, isn't it? Still like 500 quid a night.
Yeah, it would be.
Probably extra.
Would you go there if I broke up with you?
No. Told you where I'd go.
Thailand.
The Amazon rainforest.
Get yourself a lady boy.
No. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that.
You for real?
But yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
What do you mean, what do I want?
What do you want to do, like?
With my life?
Yeah.
I want to break free.
Right, I have listener questions for you.
Is it that time already?
At what point, Jordan, your wedding, did you say to each other, I'm starving, what's for dinner? The second I woke up.
Yeah, the minute I woke up, I was starving.
I was like, I am starving.
My whole body, you know that feeling you get when your whole body's shaking?
Yeah, from the hunger. Because it's such a mental day. I can't believe that was nearly a year ago.
I know.
That's
the mad. The dinner was lovely. We had a spring roll to start, remember?
Yeah.
And then I had, oh God, I can taste it. I can't remember. Chicken or something. Here's another one for you. Can Darren call his ma and act like she called him from Dean?
Dean the Bean? We'll have back to. In action?
I suppose we'll have to. No luck.
Yeah, she got rid of the house phone.
The house phone's gone. Oh, sorry about that, Dan. We'll have to get a rain check on that one.
We do.
It wouldn't work with anyone else. Do you want to ring your man, do it?
No, my man's.
Your man's never been on the podcast.
My man's in work.
Which are that?
He's in work too.
No, he finishes at like after 8.
He doesn't.
Ring him.
No.
How are you, Amy? Everything all right?
Will I do Ella?
Yeah. Do us. Yeah, ring our sister.
What did I say?
Sorry about that, Dan. It's not quite me ma, but it's Amy's sister. Just be like, hello.
Say yeah?
Hello. Yeah.
See, what?
Just pretend that she rang you.
I don't know what to say.
When she says hello, you say yeah. Oh, you say hello as well.
Uh-huh.
You swear people had jobs.
She's not even in work.
She just hates you.
There's no one else to ring there.
Is there any more listener questions?
No, that's it.
What's up with the listener questions?
Actually, there is a listener question. They said, how come Darren comes in every week and he keeps saying he's losing his hair, but he's actually not?
No one even said that.
He did.
I am losing my hair.
I know. Are you not?
Yeah, I am at the back.
Oh, we're going to see Akon on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Neon and Akon.
Neon.
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 Are you going? Yeah, when are
you? You're seeing Neon as well? I want to see Neon and Akon.
Oh, my God. That's the new name. They should have just called it that. Neon. Oh, my God. Neon. You're going Thursday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going Friday. We're going to Ruby's before. I keep thinking about it all week. I'm like, and I really want the popcorn from the Tree Arena. I'm thinking about it days.
She wants popcorn.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been living for Akon my whole life. Between Akon and Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston's locked up.
I know. So was Akon. Me mate was like, you don't need to be going to that. And I was like, I do. He's never going to come back again. Like, do you know what I mean? He's
what
pushing
age
on now.
50 odd, is he?
Yeah. And he lip syncs. But I don't care. Love all of his songs. They're the best songs ever. So excited.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, should be good.
Should be a good time.
Is he playing on Saturday as well? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Few bob. He'll be able to get a gaff. No bother.
He already has a gaff.
Say he's a few gaffs.
In Africa, I think.
He doesn't live in Africa.
He doesn't live in Africa.
Does he?
What's it say?
Dubai.
He's from Dubai.
No taxes.
What was that?
That's why he lives there.
Cause well, yeah, I think we're going to have to call it because I don't know what Darren just did. With
and he's from Senegal. He's from Senegal.
Anyway,
that's that.
Well, that's that now for this week.
I bet you're dying for next week already. Well, you'll have to wait.
You have to wait and see.
See you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.